Let the show begin. You guys have fun out there today.
Hello, and welcome to New Shooter Canada. Please remember that the show's content is simply the opinions of the hosts and our guests. So without delay, let me introduce our hosts, George, Tom, and Kelly.
Hello and welcome to episode 66 of New Shooter Canada. I'm recording remotely from an undisclosed location. I'm in Wanda's kitchen, so I don't know if there's an echo or not. So if there's a bit of a sound issue on my end, I blame Wanda.
Just close your location.
I blame Wanda. So this week, we are going to do our New Year's show. So we're going to talk about what our goals are for 2016. But before we get to that, as always, what we did in guns. And since Thomas has only two words written down, I will start with Thomas. What did you do in guns?
I took my Remington 597 to the range.
Okay, now, Kelly, what did you do? That was more than two words, Thomas.
I think, you know what? I think it's awesome. He abbreviated it, right?
Now I condensed it. You complain how big it is, so I just put it two words and doing a rest from memory.
That's awesome. I think it's great. You're not going to read a whole script on it. That's awesome.
I know there's not like 5 pages of what Thomas did in guns.
Sorry. Well, when I went to SFRC with Kelly, I bought a new mag for the 597s. I thought, because I still had the original factory mags that came with it, and I had a 30-round Remington mag, and I'm constantly having feeding issues. And I tried all different ammo, and I figured, well, I'll buy one of the new metal mags, and I'm still having issues with it. So I think the problem a lot of people have, there's the bolt rests on two steel guide rods, and if they're tight, sometimes it doesn't ride smoothly, and you have feeding and ejection issues. So I think I'm going to loosen up the guide rods, take it back up tomorrow, and test fire it. But I had nothing but problems tonight, and I forgot my tools, so I couldn't even do anything. I was in such a rush to go shooting, I left my range bag at the front door. So I had ammo, I had the guns, but I didn't have any tools to adjust it. So I go back tomorrow, I get time to kill. And I still haven't got my grand power yet. I knew the CFO would slow down over Christmas, so I didn't get a chance to shoot the Rifleman Challenge because all my 22s now have optics on them now. Christmas, my mom scored me a really nice Cabela's shooting mat. I'm all set for Michigan. I don't have to borrow Stacy's. I actually have my own mat to shoot prone nowadays.
That was nice.
And it was funny when I was at the range tonight. There was a couple of parents there, and they had three kids. They had three boys and two girls, and all the kids were shooting prone on mats. So I had a chance to watch the kids and give them a bit of coaching technique. So they had no idea what Appleseed was. Of course. So I was telling them all about Appleseed and how the kids could shoot for free because of their age, and I was telling them about the Squirrels Rifleman Challenge. So hopefully we'll have some kids submitting targets for that in the next couple weeks. But besides that, I really didn't do much in guns.
Did you drink any Pepsi?
I actually did. I bought a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi.
And then quickly transferred it into a Coke bottle.
No, I have a Coke glass.
Jeez.
Yeah, all they had was Diet Dr. Pepper, so I don't like Diet Dr. Pepper, so I bought some regular Pepsi instead.
Oh, jeez. Anyways.
So, Kelly, that brings us to you. What did you do in guns this week?
Well, Santa came. He came to the house, so I got 1,000 rounds of Aguila.
Cool.
The high velocity 22 ammo that I really, really like. I also got two new Magpul mags for my Glock 17, and I got a sling. And the sling has New Shooter Girl on it. It's embroidered, so it was sent up from Michigan, so it was really nice.
You got a Christmas present from Stacy.
Yeah, so I got to use it tonight and that, so I sighted in my Ruger 10/22 again this evening. A couple of weeks ago, was it last week or a week before? We went to the range and it was pouring out.
You had to take it all apart.
Had to take it all apart, so I had to resight it in again. It's an awesome gun, and I really love the Aguila, so it's working great. So I did that, and it was in the indoor range too, because
I noticed a picture of the dirt that Kevin put up that he was shooting indoors today.
Yeah, so we went to the indoors because of the fact that, well, it was nighttime.
that would do it.
Well, we had a lot of running around to do today. And, so we did go to Canadian Tire, picked up some ammo. Kevin picked up some of the RWS Club ammo. It's $10 a pack for 22. But it's really good. He tried that on his new 10/22. He just loves it. So we had some running around we had to do, teenagers, et cetera, et cetera. So by the
did
time
you, did you try some of that RWS ammo yourself?
Yeah, I did. It actually did pretty well for me as well.
Did you find it really oily? It's like slippery in your hands?
It's got almost like a Vaseline.
Yeah, like an oil on it.
Yeah, so I still like the Aguila. It functions better in my 10/22, and it's the opposite for Kevin. The Aguila did really well in his, but this RWS Club, which is German, by the way. Mm-hmm. They make good things in Germany, by the way.
They make great ammo.
You know, and
no bias there, of course.
No. Yeah. Did Best I tell optics. You where I was born? Anyways. Okay. And the other thing that happened this week was on Christmas Day, I got a message. It was about 7 a.m., and it said from Mark, and I said, who is this Mark guy? And why is he messaging me? And I opened it up, and it was Mark from Trigger Wholesale who says, you've won. Congratulations. You've won the BR-99 shotgun. So I won a shotgun.
Excellent.
Which was awesome. I was lucky number 5 out of 820 people. I was the 5th one to enter. And it was way back in October. I forgot totally about it.
I entered that contest, too, but I didn't win.
I know.
Amazingly
enough.
You had
2 of them for grabs, too.
Yeah, I know. So, he had one that was 795, so it was later, like, there was only 820 people. And I was number 5. So, anyways, so nice. I won a shotgun.
Always a great That's thing it. To wake up to.
Yeah,
well, you do want a shotgun. You've been looking for one for a while.
I have. I'm kind of biased now with Benelli's, though.
Well, the problem is it's a semi-auto, and it uses box magazines.
It does.
So you're really limited to 5 rounds.
Yeah, I am. So, yeah, we were talking about that today. I said, I'm going to have to go pick up some shotgun shells. But you know what? It doesn't really matter from the point of view of, because it's not tube. Doesn't really matter what size it is. Let's buy the correct size for it. So,
yeah, just run some 2¾-inch through.
Yeah. Yep.
And with the adjustable stock, you can make it fit yourself.
Yeah. So, I'm sure that we will all be firing it at some point. So.
Cool.
Yeah, George. What about you?
And that brings us back to me. I actually went shooting.
Yeah.
So let's pause for a moment while all our listeners pick themselves up off the floor. A pro gun podcast host actually went shooting.
How long has it been?
Beginning of August.
Seriously.
So, yeah, seriously. August, September, October, November, December. When was the last time? Like
when did we go out shooting?
We went out a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. I did go. Yeah, I did do that. So with the exception of that, that's the only time I've been out shooting. So, I actually went out shooting. So, I took my M22, which everybody hates, and I think I'm the only person that loves, which is my kind of my bastard child Glock Meta 1911, and they had the M22. And my daughter's, well, it's my buck mark that's pink, but my daughter, I don't remember the last time she shot it. I've shot it more than she does. So, I'd like to report no failures from the M22.
Once you got the slide forward.
Once I got the slide forward, that is.
Did you clean out the slide release with the brake cleaner like you're going to do?
Of course not. Wouldn't I ever clean any of my guns? None of them take corrosive ammo, so they just kind of go back into the safe or the case. And, you know, Bob's your uncle. So once I got the slide forward, the M22 was flawless. But I was having problems with the buck mark. It was having failure to feed, so... I don't know.
But you think it's the ammo, right?
It might be the ammo. It's got the Federal Target. I was using Federal Target ammo on it, so it's. I don't think it's really bad ammo. Like, It's not Federal Blue Box, every other one's a dud type of ammo, but... So
it just doesn't like that.
No. Like, my M22, I know for a fact, will run off of the CCI Air Tactical. And I've never had one problem with it. Once I get the slide closed, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So... Maybe I'll try the Buckmark, running that through the Buckmark, and I'll start trying some different ammo for the Buckmark. But at this point, I was just, you know, plinking away and just putting holes in paper. So that's all I really cared about.
Yeah. Well, at least you were able to put holes in paper.
Yes, I did. So, and I got a gift card from for Goebbels, the local gun shop here in London, and a prepaid MasterCard from my in-laws, or future in-laws. Which both will be used for my AR build, which has been put on hold for, I think, almost a year now.
Wow. Make sure you use the prepaid MasterCard sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it's good to, like, 2020.
Yeah, but each time, each month, a little bit comes off of it.
Oh,
just
really?
Saying. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So use it sooner rather than later.
Did you see that message on the page from RJ about some AR parts he had for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I messaged him, so.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the next part of my build is going to be I need a tube, buffer tube, spring, and a buffer. And then I posted up on the Facebook page about all this, so feel free to go and add your 2 cents. One of the things that Kevin had mentioned was, am I going commercial or mil-spec? And fixed stock or adjustable.
Adjustable.
So I'm going adjustable, and I have no idea what I know what mil-spec means, but I don't know what the difference between mil-spec and commercial is. Like, I don't know. So I'll probably go mil-spec because that seems to be kind of more standard. I don't want to pigeonhole myself into anything proprietary. So.
Or if anybody has any parts that they want to give you. I'm just saying, you'll go whatever which way if people have parts to give you, right?
Yeah.
Well, George will take any donations.
Not that I'm fishing for donations or parts. I'm not doing that. But
so what are you planning to do with the AR? Maybe we should talk about that. And then that way you can make a decision whether you want to go, you know, mil-spec or commercial.
Right now, it's going to be a Plinkster, you know, if anything, it'll probably end up being like a 3-gun type of AR. Nothing long, super long range.
So you don't need specifically mil-spec then? You don't need something if you're going to do something like, I don't know. Yeah, you don't really. Do you?
I don't even know what the difference between the two are.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, well, I thought mil-spec, I thought all ARs were mil-spec. I thought that was kind of like ARs were kind of like the open source for guns. So, I don't know.
Well, why don't you talk to Kevin a little bit more about it?
Apparently I'm going to have to, because when he put that out there, I was like, I just thought I bought a kit. I was on Brownell's website, and they're like, $50. I'm like, perfect! I can afford that.
Yeah.
Even a cheap bugger like me can afford $50.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, okay. Never mind.
I wasn't going to say it.
I opened the door wide open for you, Thomas, and you didn't step through. I'm very disappointed.
No, I'm not going to say a word.
You're frugal.
He's so cheap, his butt cheeks squeak when he walks.
He's frugal. I'm just saying, you have to figure out what you're going to be using it for, so you can know the difference between the two.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going to be plinking, it's not going to be something that you need to have military optics and things like that on it, right?
Well, what's considered the more high-end, commercial or... See, I would have thought commercial would have been more specialized, more high-end. Mm. Mil-spec would be kind of like your middle-of-the-road stuff. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know anything about ARs.
I thought it was the opposite. So I'm going to be. That's one of the things that I am going to. That's going to be in my future. I think an AR build, because I have an AR receiver. So maybe I should figure out what I want to do too, and then I'll be able to tell you. So continue on. I'm going to research this while we talk.
Right. I'm assuming mil-spec would be. The specifications from the original Colt. I think Colt owns the right to the AR now. So I think it would be the original specifications that the armed forces used, the original Colt design.
Yeah, I would. When I hear mil-spec, I'm thinking there's like one standard that everybody builds to, right? Whereas when you get into commercial, you know, each manufacturer is going to build to their own specifications. So, I don't know. That's my line of thinking. So we'll let Kelly do her research. And we don't really have any guns in the news this week, but we do have a bit of a kind of call to action. So, Thomas, what's the call to action?
Well, I was speaking to Daniel, and I was just curious what the update is for this new shooting range in the GTA. And apparently the first berm is supposed to be finished in January. So it's actually called the King's Sportsman Center, and I've messaged the person in charge or who's organizing it, Mr. Kent Nicholson. I have sent him a couple of messages so far. Actually, today I just messaged him, so I haven't heard back yet. But I want to find out how far they are away financially from their goal. If you know, if they still need financial support, then of course we'll help start promoting it in the show. And you know, the listeners want to know where it is and how far it's come along. So I just figured we'd get a hold of Ken, maybe have him on the show, and get an update on the status of the club. Because from the video that they posted, I guess it would have been in April. It looks like it's going to be an amazing facility. So, and right now the way things are around the GTA. Especially for anybody who has a new firearms license, it's next to impossible to find any place to shoot.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's what I've heard. It's going to be something that's probably be well received and very needed.
It's extremely well needed because see, for example, Sharp 97, who lives central Toronto, he's got to drive all the way to Silverdale, which is way past Hamilton, just for a place. And a lot of the guys now, the younger shooters, the newer shooters, are having to go to Silverdale because it's the only place that's actually accepting members. And it's getting to the point, and it's a nice facility, but they're soon to be booked up. They won't be able to take any members. All the local ranges, my club has doubled its membership, and they've capped it. Like, for years, we only had, I think, 85 or 90 members. We've doubled that, and we put a cap on it to take more people. Northumberland has doubled their membership, and they've capped it. Ajax hasn't accepted memberships in 4 years. Wow. Oshawa, it's a two-year waiting list just to get in. And even with my club, we don't take any members now. Unless somebody leaves, then we replace them, but we don't take any more. And if you want to get into Oshawa, it's going to cost you a fortune. Like, it's an expensive club. If you have the money, you can always go shoot up at Target Sports up in Gormley, but their membership fee is $850 every year.
Wow.
There's no initiation fee. You pay the full bang every year to get in there.
That's crazy.
It's, you know, I think Darlene was saying she joined Eagle Lake. It's like a 3-hour drive from her place. And she's in Orillia.
Holy cow.
So it's a really needed facility. Especially for the instructional aspect of it. Like, you know what it's like trying to get black badge courses. If they've got a full-time designated instructional range, think how many people we can get through the black badge course. That's assuming if IPSC Ontario wanted to get involved with it. But, you know, you're waiting to see which ranges hold a course. If we had a central facility for teaching courses, we could accommodate so many different types of instruction. I'm trying to think of the map. They're going to have at least a 600-yard range. They're going to have 4 or 5 action pistol bays going. Like, the plan is very impressive. You could be running 7 or 8 different disciplines at the same time. And that's just in the first phase. So hopefully we'll get a little more information on how far it's progressing and have Ken on the show in a couple weeks.
Cool. Now, we're going to actually add a little bit here because Kelly is getting her research foo going and has copied and pasted some stuff into the show notes. So back to the buffer tube thing. This is what Kelly has found. The biggest difference between the two tube types are the buffer tube diameter itself, the diameter of the threads in relation to the diameter of the tube. I don't know what that second one is. Diameter of the threads in relation to the diameter of the tube. What threads? The threads that screw into the lower receiver?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Okay. So, mil-spec. On the mil-spec buffer tube, the threads at the front are actually a larger diameter than the rest of the tube itself. In manufacturing, a large tube is used and the threads lathed as normal. Next, the rest of the tube must be milled down to the mill spec specified specified diameter. I'm guessing these steps require more work / precision and cost more.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah, I'm not so sure about that, because basically it's a tube. Mm-hmm. They'll thread it at the one end, and then they just run the lathe back and forth until the diameter gets... That's pretty simple.
Right.
So the commercial spec one is, in manufacturing, you begin with a tube that matches the final tube diameter. The threads are cut into the front with a lathe, just like any other threaded pipe. I imagine this will be just like the copper water pipe used in my house. Cheap and simple. So when shopping for a stock, make sure you get the same type as your buffer tube. Oh, this is very good. And make sure you get a buffer tube that is specified by the manufacturer of your lower receiver.
And that's what you have to do right there. Find out what tube that your NEA lower is designed for.
Right. So I was looking at other things too, like Steg Arms. I was looking at the buttstocks. They only use the mil spec size buttstock. So you'd have to. So if you're buying the buttstock, right? So you have to figure out what you're getting, what pieces you're getting.
So I'm gonna have to figure out what stock I'm gonna use, and then
exactly.
And I gotta find out
and then
what
the buffers and
yeah, and I gotta figure out what's going to screw into the... Well, the commercial spec sounds like it will screw into a mil spec. I imagine.
Cheap and simple. I don't know.
I would contact NEA and find out what they recommend for your lower.
Is it an NEA?
Yeah.
Did you have? Yeah, okay. Mine's an NEA as well, so I have to figure that out.
Or I can just ask Kevin.
Why don't you just ask Kevin?
Kevin!
Does Kevin have an NEA lower?
Kevin. Can you hear me, Kevin? Kevin.
Don't do that. I have a headache.
Does Kevin have an NEA lower?
Does he have an NEA? No. He doesn't have any extra. He had a couple extra uppers. He gave one away. He gave me one.
I think Trevor used to have one. You asked Trevor.
So, yeah. So, I guess I'll have to figure out that.
Pepsi. Okay.
So, what's new in the industry, Thomas?
Well, some of you may recall that CCI put out a product safety notice on 17 HMR ammo back in 2009. They stated not to use 17 HMR ammo in any self-loading firearm because of dangerously high pressure spikes. This caused Remington and other manufacturers to do product recall on all their 17 HMRs. If you're one of the smart ones that kept your Remington 17, there's good news for you, because CCI has now come out with a round that is safe to fire in 17 HMR semi-autos. And it's designed around the new Savage A17, which has seemed to overcome the pressure issues, and CCI has hopped up the velocities another 100 feet per second of these hot little rounds. So now a new ammo from it's made specifically for the Savage 17 HMR. It's called the new Quiet CCI 22 segmented hollow point. Their little spiel says shooters can now get magnum rimfire performance in a semi-auto rifle thanks to the new CCI A17 varmint tip ammunition. CCI engineers literally built this round around the A17 rifle from Savage. The round optimizes feeding and function in all new semi-automatic rifle and produces muzzle velocities 1,000 feet per faster than any other 17 HMR load with the same bullet weight. Benefits and features they list is that they're saying it provides safe, accurate, reliable performances in all 17 HMR auto loading platforms. So if you kept your 17, you should get to try some of this stuff. It's 1,000 feet per second faster. It has a varmint tip bullet for rapid expansion. It says CCI made and prime cases, which could mean that the bullet itself might be manufactured someplace else if you're putting in CCA made and prime cases. And it has an exclusive head stamp, and it comes in a 200 round pack. And we should see them up here probably within the next 6 months.
You know, pricing?
Didn't have any pricing yet. They just announced it. 17-18 MAR usually goes for about 17-18 bucks a box, 50.
For 50, but this is going to be 200 round.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. And then we have to factor
17 HMR is that expensive?
Yeah, it's really gone up too. Like the 22 Magnum has really gone up in price too.
Wow.
Well,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and you have to look at the American dollar right now, right?
Yeah, still.
I had a 17 HMR. It was very accurate, but it's such a small projectile. It really, really is. You're really limited to using it on rabbits, groundhogs. You can't really do... I wouldn't recommend anything bigger than that. I can see it injuring a coyote. If you're going, you know, for small varmint, it's a great round. If you're going to go up to anything bigger, like, say, a coyote or something, I would go up. The minimum I would use would be a 22 Magnum and up.
Mm-hmm.
But for small stuff, it's great. And they're accurate little round.
Cool. So now on to our main topic.
Just before we go,
okay.
I pulled up the price of it. It was $62.99 for a pack. Yeah.
How much?
$62.99 for a pack, and I'm just looking 200? To see how much. Yeah, I think that's.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's Bass Pro. So.
Canada or U.S.?
U.S. And my computer, I hate it. Yeah, so that's Bass Pro Shop.
So you're probably looking at 25 bucks for a box of 50. If they come up here in 50.
Yeah. 200 rounds, $62.99.
But Bass Pro is ridiculously expensive anyway.
No. All the bulk stores are big box stores are. Sorry, go ahead. Just thought I'd give the price on it.
Do I have permission to continue?
Yeah.
You're bold.
Thank you, mistress.
That's is good, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been into the beers tonight, so I gotta watch what I say. So, moving on. Main topic. Goals for our New Year's goals for 2016. So we thought we'd do a bit of a New Year's show, what we kind of, you know, this is the time of year everyone wants to do New Year's resolutions, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I'm a fat guy and I'll still be a fat guy in 2016. So instead of doing New Year's resolutions, what are my goals for 2016? So we decided to kind of make a list of what our goals are. So I don't seem too narcissistic. How about I start with one of you guys? Kelly, what are your goals for 2016?
Oh, geez. So, one of my first goal was to become more proficient with the pistol. So, with my Glock 17, I said I'd like to actually take a handgun fundamentals course. And since RJ is, you know, holding those in London, I'll probably go and take one of his. For $20, that's not bad. As long as I can actually stay at your place, George or Wanda's.
Wow, accommodations is going to kill you.
Yeah. So I want to really become proficient with the pistol and that as well. Next on my list is I want to get 210 on the AQT. I've been so close at Maple Seed, so I want to get one either at an Apple Seed or a Maple Seed.
You'll
get my rifleman patch.
You'll get it.
Okay, Thomas. and I also want to actually go to a full IPSC match or IDPA match, as well as Cowboy Action. I want to really check them out. I want to see what my next thing that I want to do. I did the mini match at the charity shoot in New Brunswick, and I really enjoyed that. So that was an IPSC style match. So I'd like to explore the other disciplines in that as well. I would like to get my black badge as well for IPSC, and it's a little harder to do in Ontario. But so those are some of my goals. goals that I think will be a little bit of a stretch would be the AR build. I do have the receiver now, but that's it. So I think it's financially might be a little bit of a stretch. But other than that, you know, I could start on it, I guess. I would like to start a women's club at some of the local ranges that I go to, see if anybody is interested in doing that. I think that particularly at maybe at the Brockville range, because of the fact that not a lot of ladies go there, and I think that if the women come out, you know, the kids will come out too, and I also think that it'll also bring out some of the younger guys as well too. And I think, again, financially it might not be doable, but I'd also at some point like to take a Daniel Shaw or a Tommy course, especially after I take a handguns fundamental course. I'd love to do that, and then I also think that a trauma course would be awesome to take. So maybe go down into the States, maybe if Ken Kowalski is putting on another one, and Chaz, if they're putting on another trauma course, then maybe I'll go there.
They got one coming up.
Yeah, I know. I won't be able to go to it, though. And then, seriously, I need to start thinking about loading my own ammo.
Yes, so, you yeah. do.
Yeah, it gets expensive. So I really need to start thinking about that.
It really cut your costs when you start rolling your own.
No, mm-hmm. it don't buy that rhetoric. It does not cut your cost.
Because you end cost, but you shoot more.
You end up shooting like four times the amount because it's now quarter the price.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So you're not going to save a penny. You just get to shoot a lot more.
More. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
For the same price, so right. It saves you money.
It's like when I quit smoking, everyone kept telling me how much money I was going to save. No, I just found other things to spend it on. So you don't save money.
On AR builds.
Exactly. Yeah, think I could afford all the guns I have if I was still a smoker? No.
No.
Thomas, just think of all the guns you could buy if you quit smoking. Just saying.
Yeah.
Anyways, loading your own ammo, probably one of the best things a shooter can do.
Well, we have the stuff to do it. We have the stuff to do it, but we just haven't been doing it. So, and we don't have a progressive press. We have you know, the single stage. So.
Yeah, trying to do pistol rounds on a single stage, it's tough. It's because mm-hmm. it just takes so long, right? Because I, like, for me, for instance, when I do mine in batches of 50. Mm-hmm. So you got to do, you know, you run 50 cartridges through your first die, then 50 through your second die. I've got 3 dies, and then 50 through, mm-hmm. you know, just, anyways.
If you're feeding both yours and Kevin's gun, I wouldn't even look at a turret. I'd go straight to a progressive press.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So, I think that's it.
Anything ridiculous?
50
BMG.
Make 40, maybe? Yeah.
What about you, Thomas? What are your goals for the 2016 shooting year?
I keep procrastinating about getting a progressive press. I need a progressive. I'm still running Elite Turret Press. I actually was talking to Mike from the Reloading podcast, and he had a progressive press for sale a couple months ago. I never confirmed up with him on it, but that's something I've really been putting off over the years, and I think I'll get one this year. Even if I get a used one, because I've got all the dies and the powder measures and everything else. So it just, even just a turret press, even though you're putting out 100 rounds an hour, it's how much of your own manpower is it costing you to do it. If you get a progressive press, bang, bang, you got 500 rounds done. You're done in an hour. Your day's done. Or with the turret press, I'd be downstairs for a couple hours doing it. So, and I really want a 9mm 1911. I have wanted an STI Trojan for so long, and I think I'll finally get one this year. And I'd like to get back into competitive shooting. I let my black badge slide because I really didn't care that much for IPSC. It was fun. But the hassles of trying getting into IPSC matches and logging on the line, on the computer system, and waiting and waiting and waiting and not getting the spot that you want and having to drive 3 or 4 hours, it just took all the fun out of it for me. So I'm thinking I'd like to try some IDPA. I've seen a few local matches around here, and I do have my Canadian Defensive Pistol badge, so I would qualify for that. And I'm with Kelly. I'd love to do Mag 40. especially after we had RG on and he talked about what a great course him and Jess had down in Florida. That was something I would really, really love to attend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. Anything ridiculous?
Ridiculous?
Yeah, something that you know you're not actually going to do, but you know, if the ridiculous stars all aligned, you would do it.
The Firearms Outlet has this gorgeous custom-made 1911 in their store for $5,000. It's in a case.
Talking about that one.
In a case. You can't touch it.
That would fit in under the ridiculous.
It's gorgeous. It's really nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'd like a custom-made 1911.
Cool. So for 2016, I want to complete my AR build, so it gives me a whole year, and I'm already kind of halfway there. So when I complete my AR build, we've already been talking a bit about it, and I've posted up on our Facebook page. The next step is going to be the buffer tube, buffer, and buffer spraying, which is turning to be a bit more of a, not so much a chore, but a lot more involved than I thought it would be. After that, a stock, which will likely be an adjustable. Again, I've kind of mentioned that already. I was asked about the barrel length. No, not 18 feet. I used the wrong identifier. So I'd said 18 inches because I just picked 18 inches. I wanted U.S. legal, so if I go down to an Appleseed or some other shoot down in the States, I can get it onto on my Form 6.
Form 6.
And somebody had mentioned on Facebook, I think it was James, it's got to be 16 inches to get into the States without a tax stamp, because if they've got short barrel laws and stuff like that. So 16 inches, whatever I need to get, whatever length will get me into the States. So that's what I'll do. I only made it out to one cowboy match this year, so I want to make it to at least four this coming year, which I think should be pretty reasonable. I should be able to. I also need to work out on my outfit, so if finances allow, a proper cowboy hat and boots. Let's see. I wrote down pie in the sky wishful goals. Buy a 9mm Glock so I can start training with Rick.
And sweet.
Buy either a progressive or a turret press. So I don't think I'll be getting a 9mm Glock or a progressive press this year, but pie in the sky wishful thinking, that's what I want.
Turret presses aren't that bad.
No. No, but it's just a matter of I want to get that AR built. I want the AR built and have rounds downrange before the end of 2016. So that's going to be my main goal. Any gun money, that's where it's going to go. So, and then cowboy matches, they start up, I think, April. So, you know, April to October, I should be able to get four in no problem. And so
right now would be the time to go get the hat and the boots, though. We went shopping today at a couple of different tax stores, and they all were on sale at, like, half off. Oh, did I tell you that Kevin got some cowboy stuff for Christmas?
Oh, what did he get?
No?
Well, he got a new buckle, and he got a new shirt, and yeah, so he's going to have to pick out the boots and the hat, just because of the fact that he has a big head.
Has he joined the Single Action Shooting Society and picked a handle yet?
Not yet, but I'm starting. I told him that when you come down, or when we go to your place, he has, you know, some stuff that he can start, you know.
Well, what
he can look official.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to load up 100 rounds, because I didn't have very many rounds loaded up last time he came down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make sure I get at least 100 rounds loaded up, and then just let him go to town.
You know what we should do, Kelly? We should go to one of Sarah's matches, you, me, and Kevin, and go check it out.
Yeah, we were hoping to do that. There was one in the Granville Club, and I think it was October, and Kevin and I just weren't able to make it that weekend. So, yeah, we should do that.
I wouldn't mind checking. I've never seen one. I wouldn't mind checking it out.
Yep.
They are fun.
Yeah. So, I was thinking that we just told everybody what our goals would be. Maybe we should post it on our Facebook page and see what the listeners have as their goals for 2016.
That is a fabulous idea.
I think we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that brings us to events. So as always, we have the podcast charity shoot June 25th in Brockville. Visit our website. We've got a page on our website dedicated to it with all the information, where it's going to be. I believe we have our invitation letter on there as well now, and on the Facebook page.
We do.
The invitation letter as well. So check it out and make sure you're there.
Mm-hmm. Want me to read the one about the Gotcha Six?
Sure.
Okay. So it's Thomas from Mr. Uzi from out in Alberta. He sent us this. So they have an event that's coming up next year in July, but it's a great idea because it's for Wounded Warrior. So it's called Gotcha Six, a charity rifle competition for Wounded Warrior. It's going to be on July 16th and 17th. It's at the Edson Fishing Game Club, and it's going to be at the 1 mile range, which is awesome. It's a precision rifle and pistol event. So, and there's going to be a pig roast on the evening of the 16th, once your course is done. The fee is going to be $100, and you'll be what you need to have, or what you're required to have, is a valid PAL or the RPAL if you're shooting restricted. You must be 18 years or older and agree to follow the rules. You know, basically for the ranges. So, and I think that's pretty self-explanatory. And if you want any information, or if you want to contact them, or if you want to register, just go to www.gotyoursixshoot.com. So go there and you can sign up.
And I've got that in the show notes already. So
awesome.
You can always check out the show notes for the link.
Yep. And thanks, Thomas, for sending us that. But if anybody wants to, you know, promote their events and all that, send them to us.
And Jason, I promise I'll let Thomas read yours. I think that reference is like a year old now, but anyways.
Why does it take us a year to... Anyways.
No, he submitted an event, and I butchered it when I was reading it. And he's like, you know what? I don't want you reading my events anymore. Thomas can read them. And then offered him like all the free drinks he can drink, which is... brilliant. Let's offer the dry guy the free drinks. But
yeah.
So, but again, I think that reference is like a year old now.
He drinks lots of Pepsi, though.
Well, let me blow the dust off that reference.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
So why don't we move on to listener email?
Well, we had Thomas S. write on the webpage. He said, your AR post reminded me, George, how about an episode covering your AR build? Please excuse me if you've already covered this. And we haven't. We just did the trigger group installation, did we not?
Yes, the lower. Actually, it came through on our Facebook. And I replied back to him because it's a good idea. And I think,
obviously, because we have no idea what we're talking about. Sorry.
So we should get Kevin on the show to talk about AR builds.
So I'm just pulling it up here. I'll read you. I replied back to him, and I said, we did an episode on installing a lower parts kit. We did that with Trevor from Slamfire.
See, you did it this time.
As I continue my build, we will do a show on each step. So when I get the buffer and decide what I'm going to do and know what I'm doing, we'll do a show on that. But I like your idea of once it's done, doing a recap episode and walking through the whole process start to finish.
I think it's a great idea.
And then he said, I don't recall that. Guess I'm not as attentive a listener as I thought. No, again, it was like a year ago, Thomas. So that build got put on hold, I think, in January, and haven't done anything with it since. So anyone that's not aware of that we did an episode, go back. You know what, I should have looked this up. But it was around this time last year, December, January, I think it was January, we did the lower parts, install show. So what we'll do is, as we're going along, as I get the next piece, we'll do a show on it, what it is, what I'm doing to install it. And then once we get, because it's going to be a year process, and then once we get everything done, then we'll do like a recap show. So it won't be quite as in-depth as the other episodes, but I'll go back and I'll link back to each episode. So once we do the recap show, then you can listen to that. We'll just kind of go through things quickly, and if you want more in-depth, then you can go to the links in each show, to the more in-depth show. So long story short, that's kind of what we're going to do. I'm going to take a breath now.
Okay.
I was going to say, I'm not on mute, am I? You guys were awfully quiet.
No, we're just...
Well, I'm listening to see if Kelly's crying because we haven't had any more iTunes reviews.
No. Okay, it was episode 18. I was trying to figure out. So, episode 18.
Yeah, that was one of the first
follow-up on what is safe and answering your AR upper question. So,
18.
There you go.
Yeah, because
go back to 18.
We rebooted the show at 12 or 13.
I think.
12 or 13. So, and we were doing weekly over the Christmas holidays. So that would have been right around New Year's. So, anyway, so that's that, and we've got no other listener feedback. iTunes, we've got none.
No.
And Kelly will gently weep. Facebook, we're up to 565 likes. Our next goal is 600. Keep sharing and telling your friends about us.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get to 600 this week.
That would be sweet.
Maybe if we did, we could offer something. George's M22!
That's not what was going through my head. I would have probably had to edit it.
We gave out the playing cards at 500, right?
Yep.
I don't think anybody would want George's 22 anyway.
I want my 22. Don't be giving my 22 away. Love my 22.
We'll think of something. So let's see if we can get to 600.
So, upcoming shows. What do we got coming up, Thomas?
Well, we have the mounted shootings. Hopefully we'll be speaking to... I just blanked on her name. But she's busy over the holidays, so she said in January we can have her on and we'll have a thorough show. And I was wrong. She's not in Ontario. She's out west. I was thinking she was Ontario, and she's not. I was mistaken. And we're going to have, future shows on the ARs. And we're going to have another all-lady show coming up soon. Kelly is working on the... Who do you have scheduled for this show?
For the all ladies?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have the usual suspects and maybe a couple more.
Okay.
So, yeah. The usual ladies and then maybe one or two more.
Any special guests planned or anything? Or anything that you can give away?
No.
Okay. I'm trying.
See, people have to say yes first.
Okay.
No, we're just going to have, Stacy and Edith and Jewel and perhaps maybe Sarah if she's available and also maybe somebody else from out east who said she would like to do it.
Cool.
Who hasn't been on her husband's podcast yet.
Yeah, isn't that the person that actually does the intro for Action Shooting Radio or something?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, we'll see.
Who never comes shooting with us at the charity shoots.
No, but she's a really nice lady.
Oh, she is. She's a sweetheart. Well, she comes, she does the sign up. Last couple, I think she came out this year, but she did all the sign up and everything for us.
I have no idea who you guys are talking about.
She loves Hello Kitty.
So, all right. So, closing comments. I'll start us off. I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas. And may your 2016 bring many blessings to all our listeners and their families. Kelly?
Cool. Well, my shout-out is going out to Jazz, Jasmine Saint-André. He is recording his first show tonight for Calibre Quebec Radio tonight. And just say, yay, you're getting your show up and running.
And a
shout-out to Thomas for helping him out. Skype.
And yeah, Thomas
had a problem tonight.
And Thomas has nothing, so that's it for the show.
I've harassed Jazz for the last 2 years to get the show up, so I'm glad he's finally getting it going. Shoutouts. I know I didn't write anything for the shoutouts.
Oh, so you got nothing? No, too late now.
Okay. Show's over. I got nothing.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Closing comments.
I don't have anything, really.
Seriously?
Serious?
Yeah, nothing this week.
Aww. Okay.
Well, or either that, or I'm going to trash the CFO for not giving me ATT or do the transfer to bring the gun home yet.
You know, people are allowed to go on vacation for Christmas.
Every Christmas?
Hold on. Let me put my tinfoil hat on here for a moment, folks. Do you ever think that the CFO's office may be monitoring stuff like podcasts, YouTube channels?
They do. They
hear you saying the things you do, and then you email in about sweaty body parts and other things to do to them. And
no,
I don't want to edit, so don't get any more descriptive than that.
He's retired anyway. They don't listen to the podcast, I would not imagine, but they do follow Canadian Gun Nuts and the forums. They do.
I believe they do listen to the podcast.
Then hurry and get that transfer approved.
And you wonder why you don't get your ATPs and things.
Actually, I haven't had any problems with the new CFO. I haven't heard any bad things.
Well, you haven't said anything bad about him yet. Otherwise, the one time. Anyways.
Well, that was Wyatt. He's gone. Thank God.
Okay. So, closing comments. Why it takes forever for a transfer to go through for Thomas.
Traditionally, it takes 3 to 4 weeks if you put it in.
Unless you're Thomas. Donnelly.
You want to give them my mailing address too, so they know for sure who it is?
They have your picture on the bulletin board there. Do not issue. Jeez.
It's just a transfer.
Every morning, take his from the top of the pile and re-add it to the bottom of the pile.
And apparently the Barry Court has the best soup.
All right.
You are your own worst enemy. Seriously.
Let's wrap this
up. I just think it's ridiculous that you have to wait to get a transfer approved. The retailers can do it for
vacation.
But no, the retailers can do a non-restricted online. Why can't the retailers do the restricted online? Why does a restricted transfer has to be approved by the CFO? Why can't the retailers do it just like they do the non-restricted?
Because it's
is taking it out of their inventory and putting it in my name.
What's the difference?
Exactly. What's the difference?
One's restricted and one's not.
That's right.
All right.
Until 10 years ago, you had to call this. If you went to the store to say to buy a rifle or a shotgun, they had to call the CFO. And you could be on the phone for an hour trying to get that transfer approved before they would give it. Then they said to the retailers, well, we can just let you do it online.
Well, that's an improvement.
Yeah. So why can't they do it with restricted as well? They have all my information. And how many restricted firearms do I own?
It's because it's a restricted firearm.
But does it matter? It's just going from their inventory to my name.
We're going in circles. We're going in circles.
George,
so I'm stepping in.
How did you wrap it up?
I'm going to wrap it up. So have a great remainder of 2015, and I hope everything is just wonderful in 2016. And until next week, keep your barrels pointed downrange and smoking.
Take a kid shooting.
Killy, take it away. And that's keep it classy in giggle form. So, catch everyone next week.
Good night, everybody. Bye, Kelly. Good night, Kelly.
Keep it classy.
Like my double barrel. Thank you for taking the time and listening to our show. Our audience is important to us, and we encourage our listeners to contact the show with feedback, suggestions, or questions that you may have. You can contact the guys at hosts@newshootercanada.ca, and please like our Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a groovy day.